This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 21 people have been killed in a massacre suspected to have been committed by militants from the Islamist ADF group in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is what a local official is saying on Saturday. The forces first attacked a rival group of Congolese militia members before killing inhabitants in the village of Lisasa. The ADF, which originated in the 1990s as a Ugandan Muslim rebel group, is one of more than 100 militias that plague the eastern provinces of the DRC. The group has killed nearly 600 civilians since the army launched a crackdown on it last November. According to an unofficial count, the group has not claimed responsibility for this attack. Georgia's ruling party and a group of opposition forces both claimed victory in parliamentary elections on Saturday after rival exit polls showed contradicting results. The ruling Georgian Dream Party leader, the billionaire ex-prime minister, said his party won elections for the third time in a row, while the opposition leader, an exiled former president, claimed opposition parties scored a triumphal win. And French President Emmanuel Macron expressed understanding that cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad could shock Muslims, but said that this could never be used to justify violence. Mr. Macron was speaking in an interview with Al Jazeera on Saturday. The French president spoke in the wake of the killing of three people inside a Nice church by a suspected Islamist radical. And Britain has registered more than 1 million coronavirus cases during the global pandemic, with nearly 22,000 new infections reported in the last 24 hours, official figures showed Saturday. This is VOA News. And here are some other stories making headlines today. Rescuers race against the clock to save people buried under rubble as hundreds spent a terrified night in tents after a powerful earthquake claimed 27 lives in Turkey and Greece. Russia says it will provide necessary assistance to Armenia in its conflict with Azerbaijan over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh if fighting reaches Armenian territory. And Slovakia begins a program to screen its entire population for coronavirus in what would be a global first. Some more detail now on elections in Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara on Saturday called on his opponents to stop a campaign of civil disobedience over his bid for a third term. As the president cast his vote, he urged those calling for civil disobedience to stop these criminal acts, and he told young people not to let themselves be manipulated. Ivory Coast citizens went to the polls Saturday, with some opposition supporters trying to disrupt the vote. Rival candidates of the president have called for a boycott. The vote is seen as a test of stability in Ivory Coast, which is the world's top cocoa producer and has one of Africa's fastest-growing economies. Clashes related to the elections have killed 30 people since August and brought back memories of the 2010 election, which the incumbent president won. But a brief civil war ensued, which killed 3,000 people when Ouattara's predecessor would not step down. The incumbent president's opponents say he is now breaking the law by running again for president because the Constitution limits him to two terms. But he says he can run again under a new constitution improved in 2016 and is doing so only because his hand-picked successor died unexpectedly in July. Ouattara is seen as a likely win. Legendary British actor Sean Connery, best known for playing fictional spy James Bond in seven films, has died at age 90, his family told media on Saturday. The Scottish actor, who was knighted in 2000, won numerous awards during his decades-spanning career, including an Oscar, three Golden Globes, and two BAFTA awards. Tributes immediately began pouring in for Connery, who was considered one of the greatest movie stars of his generation. Connery claimed his Oscar in 1988 for Best Supporting Actor for his role as an Irish cop in The Untouchables. He also starred in The Hunt for Red October. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.